I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Today, my guest is Paul Pedrosa, whose new book is called The Dead Will Rise and Save Us. It is a collection of stories set right here in El Paso. In fact, Paul Pedrosa is from El Paso. Went to Bowie High, I believe, got his bachelor's degree right here, and he's a former student of mine. He's a fantastic writer. I always knew from the moment he was in my classroom that this kid was going to do okay. So join me, and we're going to talk to Paul Pedrosa. On my way to the studio today, I was thinking about how long I've been teaching for a living, not as a graduate student, and I've been teaching at the college level for 22 years. So the first students I ever had who were around 18 to 20 years old are now in their 40s. And some of them actually are my Facebook friends. I see pictures of them and their teenage kids. It's really weird. And in fact, you know, it's one of the, you know, many indications that I'm getting old. But I can't help but feel that when my students accomplish something great, that I want to believe, I really want to believe that I've had a positive influence on them. I mean, obviously, I'm not responsible for anything my students do, but I'd like to believe that I wasn't destructive either, that I didn't impede them from doing anything. And in my field, creative writing, when a former student gets a book, it just makes us all happy. I mean, especially if it's a student that we believed in. And I'm incredibly fortunate that on this show, I've had many ex-students who have gone on to write wonderful books. You can look in our archives, but I, off the top of my head, there was Natalie Center Sampico, there was Christian Fitzpatrick, James Cherry, Lau Cesarco, and today, Paul Pedrosa, former students of mine who have published books. And again, I know that I'm not responsible for them. As professors, every year we fill out a self-evaluation and we send it to our chair, and our chair sends it to the dean, and we are evaluated. And one of the line items is former students and their publications. The culture of academia itself acknowledges and even encourages the idea that when a student goes on to do something wonderful, that we should, in part, at least believe that we weren't destructive to the students. That putting it in a very, very mild way. What we really want to believe is that our students learned something from us and from our institution. And I think a good professor would embrace the student exceeding the master, the same way parents want their kids to do better than they're doing. With some very unearned pride, I know that I'm really happy about Paul Pedrosa being on today's show. I once had a friend who told me that he read a book that changed his life completely. And I told him I didn't believe him. I don't believe a single book can change our lives. But what I do believe is that a single book can reinforce the direction in which our lives are going. It can reinforce the development that we're experiencing. But quite frankly, with or without that book, we would have been headed in that way. And I know it's the same with students. With or without their professors, they would have probably achieved the same success. But still, I kind of want to believe. Stick around, and we're going to talk to someone who I am personally responsible for, Paul Pedrosa.